Some words of caution here. Don't go all in on shifting your business to being fully online. Work on a hybrid model. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Maggio, and I am on a mission to solve the pain pill epidemic by helping guide soft tissue specialists on how to significantly transform their patient assessments, outcomes, and satisfaction. We teach practitioners how to substantially increase their own skill set, business, and scale their practice, all while maintaining the highest level of integrity. All right, let's get right into it today. I actually took some notes today too, so really feeling ready to give some information today. So I've seen a lot of ads and posts, especially like I've seen them on LinkedIn. I've seen them on other massage forums, and I've even been targeted. I didn't even say that word right. I've been targeted with these type of ads where basically what they're doing is trying to get you to shift your entire practice and your business online. And that's been a big thing in this current epidemic of what's going on, you know, the idea of like we need to go virtual. And you know, there's a lot of gyms doing it, there's a lot of just other corporations doing it, but the problem for us is we're in that service industry, and service industry is hard to shift when you go fully online. I think there are some things that you can do to help, and it can be a conjunction service offer, but don't go all in right away. And there's a couple of people I've seen, you know, they're teaching this system of how to convert everyone online, and they're just, you know, making a lot of false claims. I saw one where this guy's like, oh yeah, when I was in my clinic, he was a massage therapist, he's like, I was routinely getting 140, 160 per session, and I've converted all my clients online and they're still paying that same stuff. That's bullshit. That is complete bullshit. Especially in this market and where things are going, people aren't going to want to pay that much more to go online, and you're not going to be able to give them the value that you really were able to do with that hands-on type of treatment. Now, in the short term, to keep your customers happy, to weather the storm for how long this is going to last, I have no idea how long this is going to last, but it's going to be a while, especially in the massage industry. People are going to be scared for a long time to get back out there, but you still have customers that you can keep fulfilled, helping them with at-home things, you know, taking them through some movements and things like that. But do not put all your eggs in one basket and decide that that's where your model is going to shift. You know, try it out for a little bit and see how it goes. And if it works, then great. You're going to have a business when it's all said and done. But if you shift fully into that and don't have an opportunity when it comes, you're going to be in a tough spot. Don't follow the advice of these people, and he's full of shit. Like I've went back, I've checked out his page, and basically what he's doing is he's getting people on these calls and showing you how to shift your model, and he's just selling false stuff. You're not going to get $140 per hour for people to pay you to talk to them online. You just don't have it. You're not giving that type of value. It's just not going to happen. It might happen for a few people, but it's not. It's definitely an outlier. It's not the norm, but the reality is we all know this is going to change. And I've talked about this. Going forward, people are going to be afraid to leave the house for a while. They're also going to be scared to death of being around other people. This is the truth. They're going to be afraid. They've been watching the news. They've seen what happens. They're very trigger happy to want to go back out. And they're not going to want to come into your massage studio or your treatment center or anything like that and get the same type of service that they used to get before, where they would come in for an hour, hour and a half, lay down on a table, get a thorough and deep work throughout the entire body. They're not going to want to do that. And they're not going to want to do that for a long time. And I'm talking for a long time. You know, a lot of people think that this is going to be over soon. I think the virus crisis of all this is going to be over soon. But the problem that we're going to run into is the economic problem going forward, and just the ramifications of people not working for a long time, economy going in the hole, a recession coming. People are going to be really tight with their money. And as I said before on a past podcast, massage is going to be deemed as a luxury. And people, they want to get a massage because they want to relax. And if you're marketing, that's your marketing message, you know, relax, take it easy, you know, pamper yourself, things like that, and you've been selling that type of message, you're fucked. You are fucked in the nicest way possible. And excuse my language, but you are fucked. You are in big trouble long term if you've been the relaxation, the recovery, the mindset, whatever like that. People aren't going to want to pay for things like that. They're going to see that it is a luxury. But here's the wild card here. Pain. People will do a lot of things to get out of pain. I'm talking that type of pain, you know, deep in their neck, that throbbing, uncomfortable, can't sleep, can't turn your head. They'll do a lot of things to get out of that, and they will part ways with money for that. This is the ultimate trump card. People can't deal with pain for too long. When it's that bad and you're not functioning correctly, you want that pain to go away as much as possible. There's two types of things. I think I'm going to talk about this on another podcast down the road is, are you selling a vitamin or a painkiller? And in this market, a vitamin is going to be the things like relaxation, de-stressing, things like that. People are going to want to avoid those things. And you can sit there and say, well, people are going to be stressed. They're going to need this thing. Yeah, right. Good luck. Good luck with that. Good luck getting someone to shell out money for something that is deemed to de-stress them, to make them relax and things like that. It's not going to happen and you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be barking up the wrong tree. But people, as I said before, people can't deal with pain for too long and they will do anything. It just goes back to basic human nature. You know, we seek pleasure and avoid pain at all costs, and people will do a lot of things. And the best part of what we do is the best way. And I'm saying it, the best part and the best way of what we do, and we know it. And that's why I created this Soft Tissue Revolution, is because hands-on functional-based treatment is what's going to fully fix pain. You can't sit there and talk a person through it over a video chat and say, oh, I'm going to do this. You might help them in the short term, but long term, they need a hands-on focused approach. And the best part of all of that is you have these skills already. You're a massage therapist. You have the best hands out there. You have the best feel of the tissue, the best feel of everything there. And you're going to have to shift your approach and your treatment method. So here's my recommendation. I say go all in on one specific area in the body. I've talked about this over the last year of the podcast, the idea of, you know, niching out and really finding that specialty. And what I recommend, and I think everyone should do, is go all in on neck pain. Everyone has it. And you know what? Nobody's fixing it. And when your neck is really jacked up, really messed up, you can't turn your head, you can't sleep, you can't function, you can't work, you would do just about anything to get rid of that pain. But the problem is people aren't really fixing it. They're not helping it. They might temporarily put a band-aid on it, but they're not becoming that solution provider. So if you go all in on one area, you're fixing it. Everybody has it. Nobody's fixing it. That's called a market opportunity, and you can dominate. But you're going to have to change. You're going to have to evolve. I've said this before. People are going to be afraid to leave the house. They're going to be afraid to be on a massage table for a long period of time. But you know what? They will overcome some of those fears to get rid of the pain that they're having. But you have to find a way to fix it quicker. And I'm talking about efficiency and time in a safer way where they're not laying face down on a table. They're not doing that. Where you alter your mechanics of how you treat, how you focus, and you become a solutions provider. But you're going to have to change your mind about the treatments and the methods that you've done and really have a real conversation with yourself. Were you truly fixing people before, or were you just a service provider and not a solution provider? And you're going to have to alter your marketing, your messaging, how you explain what you do. And last way is you're going to have to change how you treat. And that might be a lot for people to swallow, but you have to adapt or you're going to die. Your business will die. You have to adapt. You have to change. And if you're going to sit there and bury your head in the sand and be like, you know what, I have these great skills and all this, and people will come back because I just, that is, you're going to be one of these people that are going to stay on unemployment forever. And you know what, eventually that unemployment money is going to run out. But there's this big opportunity in this market. And you know what? I can help. I've been working on a recession-proof plan for your practice and for your business. And I've been sharing more and more pieces of it. And I've actually been working with another massage therapist in my own clinic to actually have him become one of those solution providers. And he actually only treats necks. He's been sharing it a lot in our Facebook group. So I encourage you to join the Facebook group. This is a plea for me to have you come and join that Facebook group, because your industry is going to get destroyed. And I have a plan and I have a system that I'm going to share to help you be in a good place when this is all said and done. But you got to change your mind. You got to alter the way you market, and you have to change the way you treat. I've been doing this for the last 10 years of my career, and it's created a successful and very profitable business model that actually becomes that solution-based type of treatment model that we see, but you're going to have to change. And the first step is coming to terms with the fact that things aren't going to be the same. So don't go all in on this online bullshit and don't believe it. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And if someone says they're getting 100, 150, 200 bucks an hour to actually talk to someone over video chat, they're full of shit because the value isn't there. And it might work in the short term, but when this economy gets tight, people get tight with their money, they're going to have a bigger problem. So join the Facebook group. You're going to learn a lot more than you could ever learn from going to any of these seminars or these technique gurus. I figured this stuff out. I figured out how to make the neck your main, what is it? Your main focus in your tool belt and where you're going to be able to go and really set your business apart from everyone else, because there's going to be huge opportunity when this all is said and done and the dust settles, but it's going to be a long time. So now you got to put the work in so you'll be ready to go when the market is ready to start spending money on things that will truly fix their pain. So thanks for listening to the podcast. Stay tuned on the next episode. I'm going to really be talking a little bit more, like we talked about, is why you should go all in on neck pain and make the pivot now so you can be ready. And I'm here to help. So appreciate you guys. Share this podcast, join the Facebook group, and give me a 5-star if you like what you see. If you don't like what I hear, if what I'm saying or what you hear, get the hell out. Nobody wants you here anyway. And just continue to live in fantasy world. But other than that, appreciate you guys. Appreciate your time. Hope you guys are staying safe during all this craziness. And I will see you guys on the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show. If you like what you heard and want to become part of the soft tissue revolution, then click the link in the show notes to request to become a member of our private Facebook group, Soft Tissue Revolution. Answer a few questions, get approved, and join us on the journey to solve the pain pill epidemic together.